Let's say hello to Mitch Love on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Mitch, appreciate the time as always, and now a couple of games under your belt for the team. Has to feel good coming off a game weekend for your group.
Absolutely, Pat. It's always good to hear from you, man. Yeah, things were good. The guys, did a good job finding some points here this weekend, and it was just good to get back on the ice and play for real in front of our home fans here in Stockton.
Well, give us a big picture view of the weekend. Your team opens the season with a 1-0 overtime loss, then bounces back with a win against the same Tucson team in the same weekend. Overall, how would you rate, how would you evaluate the first weekend of regular season play?
Well, I thought, the first night was maybe a little bit of an extension of exhibition hockey on both sides. You know, execution was average, hence, it's pretty rare you see a 0-0 game going into overtime nowadays. So, but that being said, both goaltenders in that game played very, very well when there was some breakdowns or opportunities offensively. And then the second night, I liked our team. We half the game really competed hard. We made some adjustments to our offensive game. We wanted to kind of get into the harder areas of the game. As a group offensively, we did a good job there. We maybe sat back a little bit, when we took a 3-1 lead and Tucson elevated their play and had us on our heels at times, and we weathered those storms, and Wolfie was really, really solid for us again on Saturday night, and we're able to hang on. So there's lots for us to build off of here and headed into this weekend in San Diego and Bakersfield.
It had to, just how encouraging was it to see Dustin Wolf play the way that he did? I know he's played a little bit of professional time before, but now to start his first full professional season with those two outings had to be super encouraging for you and your staff.
Absolutely. Dustin was outstanding both nights. He looked like a seasoned vet out there. He positionally was in the right spots. I thought he controlled the game. He found whistles for us when we needed them. Which is for young goaltenders sometimes isn't always easy, having that pulse of the game. But that's one of his key attributes as a player is hockey sense of the game. His preparation, to go back to back, and especially in the second night where, they outshot us a little bit in our building, for him to have the conditioning and the whereabouts of a lot of those situations was really nice to see. And again, like you said, it's something for us to build off of and as we get ready here for our opponents this weekend.
Mitch, when you joined us the day that you were officially announced as head coach of the Stockton Heat, I remember you talked about kind of your familiarity with Dustin and from your time in the Western League, how well you knew him, so on and so forth. But now that you are able to see him at this stage of his career, now as a 20-year-old, now as a full-time professional, just tell us about the demeanor, tell us about the mindset, and what impresses you so much about Dustin.
Well, I had him when he first broke into the Western Hockey League. He was 16, and then the next year I was off to Saskatoon. So I lost touch a little bit with Dustin, besides seeing him in the off season in Everett there, where he hangs his hat in the off season. And then obviously running into him now and working with him here in Stockton, I've seen a lot of maturity both physically and mentally with him. Everybody looks at the success he had in Everett. As a goaltender, that's just a byproduct of him as a player and a person in terms of his preparation that he puts into the position. And that's what I'm seeing right now, is he's just brought that along with him. Obviously, Thomas Spear here and Jordan Sigalette, Jason LaBarbera, the goaltending gurus of the organization have done a great job of helping him along with his development as well. And, he's somebody that we're extremely high on. He's a great teammate. Guys really play hard for him, and I'm really excited just to continue to watch his development amongst us here in Stockton.
Mitch Love is with us, head coach of the Stockton Heat. They go 1-0-1 on opening weekend to start the 21-22 American League season. Joining us here on the big show this afternoon, Will.
Mitch, one of the, you know, two of the guys that had a huge impact in your first win of the year were Justin Kirkland and Walker Dewar. I just want to know maybe their demeanor coming into camp. Two guys that were in Calgary for a long period of time, and you know, we don't know how close they were to making this Flames team, but Daryl Sutter kept them in right to the very end. They played a lot of NHL preseason action. Is that, in your opinion, a good confidence boost for those two gentlemen? And did you see that kind of carry over into your first weekend of regular season play?
Yeah, they came down here with a very good demeanor. You know, they were very motivated to come in here and help our hockey team this weekend. They missed a lot, you know, from a perspective of what we've, you know, done for the first 10 to 12 days before they arrived. Obviously, they were getting a lot of that in Calgary and fighting for a spot on that roster. But they've come down here with the right attitude. Their practice habits have been very good. They come to the rink with the right attitude each and every day of wanting to get better. And anytime you do that as an athlete, you're going to give yourself a chance. And that's all we ask of all our athletes here at come to Stockton is have the right attitude coming to the rink. Be open, you know, to getting pushed each and every day and pushing yourself. I think that's the key to any young athlete. And those guys were really good for us this weekend. They, you know, again, they played the game with a ton of pace because they could both get around the rink. They're bigger bodies. You know, they helped us out in our forecheck. And then when they do those things, they get rewarded if they go to the right areas, which both those guys, when they scored their goals, were right in front of the net. You know, we want to continue to, as a group, to build off of that and use those guys as examples of that for our hockey team.
Kind of came into pro hockey as a bit of an unknown, and as I say, kind of really stuck out to head coach Daryl Sutter here in Calgary. Not to single the one guy out, but Mitch, what impresses you, or what's the biggest takeaway? I know you just mentioned a couple of things there to tail end of your answer, but what sticks out to you when someone asks you about Walker Dewar?
Well, his speed. Again, his ability to separate from people. He's a powerful skater. Very, very strong on his skates and his edges. You know, I think the one thing that really impresses me about him is just when he comes to the rink, whether it's practice or games, he does things at 100%. He doesn't really pace himself out there. What I really liked about him this weekend as well was he was just engaged emotionally in the game. You know, he wasn't just putting his toe in there and feeling things out. He got involved. He was yapping at the other team. You know, he was just involved right away, and that's what you want from those guys that are coming down, you know, as late maybe reassignments from Calgary, that they come and they fit into your lineup and they embrace exactly what they need to be and where they need to get to. So it's really impressive to see. Walker's a great kid. He's very coachable, and we're excited to have him and continue to get him to where he needs to go, which is hopefully a Flames roster spot at some point.
Another guy that, you know, wasn't in Calgary for as long as he would have liked, the first-round pick of the Calgary Flames, did get on the score sheet this weekend. Your takeaway for the first two pro games for Jacob Pelche?
You know what? I thought Jacob's game on Saturday was exactly what I've seen in Jacob in the past. You know, he was utilizing his speed. Again, just getting on top of people quickly, having a good stick on the forecheck, turning pucks over. You know, his face-off readiness in terms of when that puck's dropped, him grabbing that inside position. He's not the biggest guy in the world, so he's got to use those to his best abilities. And then often when you do that, you know, you get rewarded offensively, which he did the other night. He was in the right place at the right time, and he's, you know, found a way to score his first pro goal in front of his family and his teammates here. So we're really excited about that, and it's something for him to build off of here headed into Friday night in San Diego.
I know Pat asked you off the top about Dustin Wolfe. He played the first two games for you this season. Mitch, you know, I know that in previous conversations with us, we've talked about development and also winning and trying to balance those two things. What's the conversations with your staff and what's the plan as you've got a lot of different bodies when it comes to that goal crease and obviously playing Dustin the first two games? What does that look like, and is that going to be an all-season type of juggle for you?
Well, I think, you know, for this weekend, we did have a little bit of movement. You know, Adam Werner came down here. He was in transit. He got in late on Thursday. So we felt you know, for him to just get kind of accustomed to things here with us and our group and get some practices under his belt, it was only fair to keep him out of our lineup for the weekend to get himself ready for this weekend coming up with some team practices. I think he had, you know, hadn't skated for about 5 or 6 days with travel and getting down here. So that was a bit of our feel on through the weekend of giving Dustin back-to-back games. But that being said, I mean, we feel confident in both goaltenders that we have here, along with the depth and organization in that position, that, you know, whoever's in net that particular night is just going to give us a chance to win a hockey game. Obviously, we got to do a lot of good things in front of them to limit opportunities. And, you know, again, each and every day we're evaluating our roster here on, you know, performance. And, you know, the same thing will be said headed into this weekend. We'll talk as a staff to kind of figure out, you know, we got back-to-back games with travel, so we got to be a little bit strategic in terms of who's playing what night. So, but that's going to be like anybody on our roster, whether it's a goaltender position, we've got eight defensemen, and we've got 14 forwards. So it's going to be an eternal competition throughout the year.
Mitch Love, Stockton Heat head coach, with us on the big show this afternoon. It's funny, you're going, you take a look at your schedule, you start to get some midweek games in come November, but for the first few weeks, you're going Friday, Saturday, weekend only, kind of the college schedule, Mitch. Is that, knowing that you're, for you, it's a new group, it's a first year with the team, you're trying to get everybody to come together, is that a good thing, knowing that you've got a lot of practice time in the early stages of the season?
I believe so. I think any coach would tell you the same thing, especially, you know, new in this job here in the organization with these players. I think we're still in a little bit of a feeling out phase, you know, between coaches and players and coaches. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're practicing with good pace. You know, we're working on our conditioning as a group and really implementing and continuing to execute our game plan each and every day, right? So, you know, there's been lots of meetings. There's been lots of practice time. I think it's nice to have that early on in the season. And, of course, things will kind of level out here with our schedule. We'll have to be a little bit more strategic with, you know, our practice time and making sure we're still getting that development time in with our guys. But, you know, our guys understand that. We had a great practice, a great work day today after a day off yesterday. And you know, get a chance to get back to work again tomorrow and get ready for the weekend.
What are the, in terms of the goals for practice, is it still a lot of system work, a lot of structure work? Is it about replicating game scenarios, knowing that you are going long times between games? What are the main thrusts of practice when you've got so many practice opportunities during the week?
Well, I think as a coach, you're always evaluating your team game along with individuals, right? So you know, when you watch the video, where are some areas that we can clean up, that we can be better at, that you want to execute in your practice through video and then obviously on ice reps. So, you know, I feel we want to be a team that is very good at situational play. So, you know, when we don't have the puck, we want to make sure we're getting it and we're checking quickly and getting that puck back so we can have some creativity to our structure offensively. And for me as a coach right now, I'm just really in practice feeling out our individual habits, you know, our stopping at the net, our running of our routes are properly, and what kind of pace do we have to those routes? You know, we want to be efficient with our time out there. We don't only need to be out there for an hour and 15 minutes, but if we're out there for 45 to 55 minutes a day, are we executing at a high pace? I think that's a big thing that I'm learning about our group, especially the individuals right now, and an area that we want to continue to get better at. So it just translates to a common habit in a game situation.
Well, this weekend you've got San Diego and Bakersfield both on the road. Set us up for the coming weekend and the challenges for the two groups that you've got ahead of you coming up here.
Well, exciting that we get an opportunity to get on the road as a group. Oftentimes, when you get on the road, you get to spend a lot of time with each other. And so, you know, going into San Diego, I believe it's our home opener, so I'm sure that'll be a bit of a raucous environment from what I hear. Going into that building, that'll be a great challenge for our group coming off of a win here. And then the next night, we know the rivalry between Bakersfield and Stockton, no different than the Battle of Alberta. You know, we had an exhibition game where we beat them a couple of weeks ago in their building. I'm sure that's not lost on them. So we've got a big weekend for our group here. We'll continue to learn a lot about the individual and a lot about our team as we go on the road and play two very strong opponents.
Great stuff as always, Mitch. We'll talk again next Monday. Thanks so much for doing this today.
That sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.